Last Sunday, our brothers reminded us about first love.
上个主日，我们的弟兄提醒我们关于起初的爱。
And today is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
Do you know what is the preciousness of mothers?
大家知道说为什么母亲们她们这么的宝贝吗？
Because a mother always loves her children with their first love.
因为母亲她们对向着她们儿女的爱是那个起初的爱。
Mother never loses her first love for their children.
因为母亲她从来不会失去对他们儿女这样起初的爱。
Her love remains constant, unwavering.
他们的爱是永远不改变的。
And sacrificial from the very beginning.
他们的爱从起初到一直都是那牺牲的爱。
And through every season of life.
而且是在人生的每一个阶段都是如此。
And mother continues to love with the same first love.
因为母亲他们就是一直的这样爱他们的儿女，是以那起初的爱来爱他们。
So this is why it is fitting on Mother's Day to fellowship about returning to our first love.
所以在这个母亲节的时候，的确是一个很适合我们来思想，我们要回到我们起初的爱。
So that we can consider together where we are concerning our first love.
所以我们可以一起来思想说我们是不是在起初的爱里面。
If we are not where we need to be,
如果我们不是在这样的一个地步,
how can we return to our first love?
我们如何能够回到我们起初的爱呢?
I want to read three passages.
我想和大家来读三处的经文。
Each of them give us a direction to return to our first love.
每一处的经文会给我们一些方向，我们如何能够回到起初的爱。
First one is John chapter 7, verse 37 and verse 239.
第一处是在约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
Verse 37 to 39.
37-39节
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living waters. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believe in himWere to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
在节期的末日，就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时。还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
If we have this living water flow from within, we will never leave our first love.
如果我们里面有这样子活水的江河，我们就不会离弃我们起初的爱。
Second passage, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 to 21.
第二处是在以赛亚书三十章二十到二十一节。
Isaiah.Chapter 30, verse 20 to 21.
以赛亚书30章20到21节。
Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, He, your teacher, will no longer hide Himself, but your eyes will behold your teachers. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right,Or to the left.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
If we can always hear that voice behind us and obey that voice, we will never left our first love.
如果我们总是能听见从我们后边所发出的声音，而且我们顺服这个声音，我们就不会离弃我们起初的爱。
The reason we left our first love is we did not obey the voice behind us.
而我们离弃我们起初的爱的其中一个原因就是我们不去顺服从我们后面发说向我们说话的声音。
And the third passage, Isaiah chapter 40:28-31.
然后最后一处的经文在以赛亚书40:28-31节。
Isaiah chapter 40:28-31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is unscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youth grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测夺，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Those who wait on the Lord and regain their strength will never leave their first love.
那些等候耶和华并且重新得力的是不会离弃他们起初的爱。
Do you know what it's like when you are in first love?
你知道当你在起初的爱里面的时候是怎样一个光景吗？
When you are in first love, then all things that surround become a shadow.
当你在起初的爱里面的时候，在你周围的事情都会只是成影儿而已。
There's only one that is shining when someone is in first love.
当你在这个起初的爱里面的时候，你只会看见一位那发光的那一位。
Only the one you love is shining.
只有你所爱的那一位。
Everything surround you.Become shadows.
所有围绕你的都只是成为影子而已。
On the other hand, when we're not in first love,
当那在另一方面，当我们不在这个起初的爱里面
，there are so many shining things around us.
你就觉得身边的事情都在闪闪发光。
There are so many things that we are attracted to.
有很多事情会吸引我们，抓住我们。
We pray this morning. Everything surrounds us will become a shadows again.
我们祷告今天早晨所有在我们身旁的这些事情都只是成为影子而已。
If we return to our first love.
在当我们回到我们起初的爱里面。
Let's pray.
让我们有一些祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for this precious time.
父，我们何等感谢你给我们这样宝贵的时间。
We know that we cannot achieve anything without your presence.
我们知道没有你的同在我们什么都不能得着。
If you do not speak, no one can speak.
如果你不向我们说话就没有人可以说话。
Therefore, we humble before you.
所以我们在你面前自卑。
I pray that all of us will humble before you.
我祷告我们所有人都在你面前自卑。
So that we can together hear the voice behind us.
所以我们能一同听见我们背后的声音。
We commit this precious time into your hands.
我们把这样宝贵的时间仰望在主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
First, I would like to share the burden in my heart.
首先我想和大家分享我心里面的这个负担。
Now, HCA has been in existence for more than 40 years.
我们的聚会所已经成立超过40年了。
43 years will be exact.
准确来说是43年。
Now, I have the privilege of witnessing the birth and the growth of HCA throughout these 43 years.
在这43年里面我有幸能够见证会所的诞生和成长。
Among us are saints who have been with us since early days.
在我们当中有一些圣徒，他们就是从起初就与我们一同聚会的。
Others who were just baptized last Easter Sunday.
有一些可能在过去这个复活节才受浸。
And many of us join somewhere in between.
而我们在座很多人其实是在这两者之间的时候才加入的。
That means some of us has been running this course together for 10 years, for 20 years, and even for 30 years.
这意味着我们当中，我们一起来走这个属灵的路程已经有十年、二十年，甚至三十年。
In recent years, that a growing concern has taken root in my heart.
在最近这些年里面，我心里有一个越来越重的担忧。
A deep and persistent burden.
是这个担忧很深，也持续了很久。
And this concern is this.
而我的担忧乃是。
Are we still running this course with our first love?
我们是否仍然带着起初的爱来奔跑前面的路程呢？
And this concern was echoed by two younger brothers last Sunday.
而我这个担忧也呼应了过去这个主日两位年轻弟兄的分享。
Confirming in my heart that the time has come to share this burden.
让我知道说现在是时候我要和大家来分享我的这个担忧。
As I reflect on our journey together,
当我来思想我们一同奔跑的这个路程的时候
My heart is filled with thanksgiving.
我的心其实是蛮有感恩的
For the dear sins the Lord has given us.
为着这些宝贝的弟兄姊妹
For their works, for their labors, and for their perseverance.
因着他们的劳苦和忍耐
I can still remember the first Sunday message we heard.
我还记得在会所我所听到的第一次的主日信息。
It was as clear as yesterday.
就好像昨天发生那样一样的清晰。
Well, actually, we read verse, chapter 65 of Psalm, verse 4.
那次的信息我们一同来读诗篇65篇。
How blessed is the one who you choose to bring near to you to dwell in your courts.
你所拣选使他亲近你住在你院中的这人变为有福
We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house your holy temple
我们必因你居住你居所你圣殿的美福就知足了
How true these words has proven to be in our experience
我们的经历见证了这些话语是何等的真实
Over the years we have gone through many trials and tribulations
在过去这些年我们经历了很多的艰难和试炼
Yet in the midst of all there is so much to be thankful for
但在这些艰难和试炼当中我们心里面蛮有感恩
Just like verse 11 says,
就如同一篇诗篇第十一节讲到
You have crowned the year with your bounty and your paths drip with fatness.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕你的路径都滴下脂油
And still, one question continues to weigh on my heart.
但尽管如此这样的一个问题仍然压在我的心头
Are we still running this course with our first love?
我们是否仍然带着起初的爱来奔跑我们前面的路程呢
Because in the eyes of the Lord
因为在神的眼中
In the eyes of the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands
在那位在七个灯台中行走的那一位眼中
This is what truly matters to him
这是他最看重的
If we have left our first love how can we return to it?
如果我们离弃了我们起初的爱，我们如何能够回转到
Revelation chapter 2 verse 5 says
在启示录二章五节讲到
Remember from where you have fallen
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的
To return to our first love we must first recognize where we have fallen
要回转到我们起初的爱，我们首先要意识到我们是在哪里坠落的
This morning I would like to begin with a true story
今天早晨我想和大家分享一个真实的故事
This story is shared to me by a brother from Dumbo
这个故事是 Dumbo 会所的弟兄和我分享的
During this week we're sharing something, then from that sharing, she shared with me this true story.
过去这一周，这位弟兄向我有一些分享，然后他就跟我分享了这个故事。
Now I will use this story to illustrate the points I want to make.
所以我想要用这个故事来回应我要和大家分享的。
Every year, around 5 million people visit the Grand Canyon.
每一年都有超过500万的人会去游览这个大峡谷。
And tragically, a few never come back.
很可悲的是，有一些人在这个旅程中就丧掉生命了。
Visitor got into trouble in all kinds of ways.
这些观光的人，他们会面临各样的这个挑战。
More than 1,000 people each year require emergency assistance.
超过千人，他们可能都要呼求那个紧急的紧急救援。
And there are warning signs everywhere in the park.
然后在这个国家公园里面，到处都有那个警示牌。
In multiple languages.
这些警示牌是用各样的语言写的。
On maps, in park guides.
在地图、在导览上都有。
And along the trails.
在这个登山的路径上都有。
And nothing speaks louder than a true, real story.
但这些都不比这个真实发生的这个故事更有说服力。
And one of the major trailheads,
在其中一个主要的登山口
on the south rim,
这个登山口是在大峡谷的南缘
there is a flyer posted on a kiosk.
在售货亭上有这样的一个海报。
It tells the story of Margaret Bradley.
这个海报所继续的乃是这个玛格丽特的故事。
The headline reads, "Can you run the Boston Marathon?"
海报的这个题目就是你可以跑波士顿的马拉松吗
？Because Margaret has just done that.
因为玛格丽特她刚完成了这个波士顿的马拉松。
A brilliant young woman from the University of Chicago.
她是一个很有天赋的女孩，她从这个芝加哥大学毕业。
She has degrees in both biology and earth sciences.
她拥有生物和地球科学双学位。
She was attending the first year of medical school.
在当时，她乃是医学院第一年的学生。
She was strong, fit, and full of promises.
她很强壮，她的前途也应该是一片光明的。
Having completed in Boston Marathon in just over 3 hours.
她用可能就是三个小时左右的时间就完成了波士顿的马拉松。
In 2020, 2024, Margaret and a friend set out to run from the South Rim down to the bottom and come back.
在2004年，玛格丽特和她的朋友就决定要从南缘下去到峡谷的底部，然后跑回来。
A distance equivalent to the length of a marathon.
这来回的路线差不多就是一个马拉松的距离。
They plan to complete this entire run in one day.
他们计划要完成这个路，在一天之内完成这个路线。
They began around 9 a.m. in the morning.
他们从早上九点出发。
At the trailhead, about 7,400 above the sea level.
登山口在海拔差不多7,400英尺的距离，高度
5,000 feet above the Colorado River.
距离底部的这个科罗拉多河是5,000英尺的距离。
They did not bring enough waters.
但是他们没有带足够的水。
Margaret's friend carried 4 liters of waters.
玛格丽特的朋友带了4升的水。
Margaret brought only 1.5 liters of water.
而玛格丽特却只带了1.5升的水。
They chose a less traveled path.
他们也选择了没有很多人会行走的路线。
Descending 2,600 feet in just 3 miles.
在短短3英里的距离就会下降大概2,600英尺的。
It is unclear how they expect to refill their waters.
不是很清楚他们如何打算去中途补给他们的水源。
Or completing this demanding track in one day.
也不是很清楚他们如何要计划在一天之内完成这个路线。
This route normally require a 2 to 3 day of backpacking trip.
这样的路线一般是需要2到3天这个背包的行程。
If they want to complete in one day, they need at least 24 liters of water.
如果他们计划要一天去完成，他们起码要带24升的水。
By 3 p.m. afternoon, after 6 hours.
在六个小时之后，大概是下午三点。
They have not reached the bottom.
他们还没有到峡谷的底。
They have traveled just 12 miles.
他们只奔跑了12英里。
With 15 miles more to go.
他们还有15英里需要去跑。
Temperature soared above 100 Fahrenheit.
当时这个温度已经上升到了100华氏度。
Their water was gone.
他们也已经没有水了。
Margaret's friend couldn't go no further.
玛格丽特的朋友就不能再往前行了。
So he stayed behind at a trail junction to wait for help.
所以他就停在路口等待救援。
Margaret determined to push on.
但玛格丽特他就决心要继续往前行。
So she could reach the Colorado River to get water.
这样子他才能到达底部的科罗拉多河然后来补给水源。
The next morning, her friend was rescued by a U.S. Geological Survey employee.
在第二天的早晨玛格丽特的朋友就被国家地质局的员工所救了回来。
But Margaret never made it back.
但玛格丽特就因此丧掉了生命。
Her body was found 2 days later.
她的尸体在两天之后被找到。
Margaret's death was preventable.
玛格丽特的死是完全可以避免的。
Two capable athletes set out the round.
两个都很有能力的运动员，他们决定要开始跑这个路线。
But the one in better shape lost her life.
但是那个体格可能更好的却失掉了他的生命。
This morning, let's take her story to heart.
今天早晨愿意我们把他的故事放在我们心里面。
Not as a hiker, but as a believer.
不是作为这个登山者，乃是作为信徒。
For Margaret, the greatest challenges were the rugged terrain and the relentless heat of the Grand Canyon.
对于玛格丽特来说，她对于她的挑战就是那崎岖的地形或者是很炎热的天气。
But for us, the greatest danger is far more subtle.
但对于我们来说，我们所面临的这个危险和挑战可能是更加微妙，不容易看见的。
It is the slow fading of our first love for the Lord.
我们所面临的危险乃是我们逐渐离弃我们起初的爱。
If the first love in us is slowly fading, we will never be able to complete the run.
如果在我们里面这个起初的爱是我们逐渐去离弃它的话，我们就没有办法完成我们前面的路程。
Margaret failed to complete her run for 3 reasons.
玛格丽特她的失败有三个原因。
She did not bring enough water.
她没有带足够的水。
Number two, she took the wrong turn that led her away from help.
而第二个错误，她转错了一个弯，以至于她没有办法呼求救援。
Third, she kept pushing forward in her own strength.
第三点就是她坚持靠自己的力量继续跑下去。
Instead of stopping to wait for rescue.
而不是停下来等候救援。
And remarkably, these same reasons often explain how we lose our first love.
而同样的，这三个原因也常常是为什么我们失去、离弃我们起初的爱的原因。
We lost our first love for the same 3 reasons.
我们离弃我们起初的爱也是因着这三个原因。
First, we neglect the daily supply of living water in our lives.
首先，我们忽视我们每日这个活水的供应。
Second, we choose the path that leads us further away from the Lord and the fellowship of His body.
第二个就是我们选择远离神和远离在与他身体有交通的这个道路。
Third, we chase after our own desires and our own strengths.
而第三点呢，是我们靠自己的力量去追求我们的欲望。
Instead of humbling ourselves and waiting upon the Lord.
而不是自卑等候在神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know where we have fallen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识到我们是在哪里坠落的。
We could very well fallen because we neglect the daily supply of the living waters.
我们很有可能我们的坠落乃是因着我们忽视了每日这个活水的供应。
Margaret Bradley had only 1.5 liters for her journey.
玛格丽特她只带了1.5升的水。
Brothers and sisters, how many of us
弟兄姊妹们，我们当中有多少人
receive 1.5 liters on Sunday and expect that 1.5 liters will last for the entire week?
我们多少人就觉得说在主日我们可以领取这 1.5 升的水，这 1.5 升的水就够我们一整周的需用。
But reality is we cannot run the race set before us without daily drawing from the well of salvation.
但实际上若我们不是每日在这个救恩的泉源取水，我们就没有办法完成在我们前面的路程。
Can you imagine those prophets?
你可以想象在我们之前的这些先知
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel,
以赛亚、耶利米、
Daniel,
以西结还有但以理。
Do you think they can fulfill their divine calling on 1.5 liters of water per week?
大家能想象如果他们只有 1.5 升的水，他们能够来完成像他们这样属天的呼召吗？
How could they face their daily pressuresPersecutions and the pain.
他们如何来承受面对他们每日的这些压力、逼迫和痛苦呢？
They drew water daily from the well of salvation.
他们是每日从救恩的泉源里面取水的。
Brother and sister, if this is a place we have fallen,
弟兄姊妹们，若这是我们所坠落的地方，
Our love has grown cold because our well has run dry.
如果我们的爱心冷淡了，我们里面的心田也变得干渴了。
But then Jesus said in John chapter 7, whoever is thirsty.
但在约翰福音第七章，我们的主说，若有人他渴了，
can come to me.
可以来到我这里来。
Jesus said this word in a festival called the the Tabernacle.
主耶稣是在祝棚节的时候讲这个话的。
It's one of the 3 major festivals.
祝棚节是三大节日其中之一。
And there is a joyful ritual in this 7 day.
在这七日里面有一个非常喜乐的仪式。
Each morning a priest will go to the pool of Siloam.
在每日的七日的每日早晨，这个祭司会来到希罗亚的池子。
Fill a golden pitcher with waters.
他会把这个金罐子装满水。
And carry it in a joyful procession to the temple.
把这个装满水的金罐子带到圣殿。
And there the water was poured out at the altars.
然后把水倒在祭坛上面。
Symbolizing God's provision of water from the rock.
象征着神他使磐石出水的供应。
Then this ceremony was repeated every day of the festival.
而这样的一个仪式每七日的每一日都会重复。
Reminding the people of their daily dependence on God's provision.
来提醒神的子民他们要每日来依靠神的供应。
It's in the midst of this ritual.
而在这个仪式当中
，just as the priest pour out the water at the altar，
当祭司把水倒在祭坛上的时候
，Jesus stood up and cried out，
主耶稣他站起来呼喊说
，If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink。
人若渴了，到我这里来喝。
Brothers and sisters, I hope everyone can hear this.
弟兄姊妹们，我希望每一个人我们都可以如此行。
It's not my words.
这不是我说的话。
It's the voice behind you.
是你身后的声音。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，到我这里来喝。
Brothers and sisters, today we no longer need to go to pool of Siloam.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天不用再到希罗亚的池子。
Because Jesus Himself is the pool of Siloam.
因为主耶稣他自己成为了西罗亚的主。
And through the Holy Spirit, the living water now flows from within.
借着圣灵，我们从里面有这个活水的江河流出来。
The well of salvation is no longer outside.
救恩的泉源不是在外面。
It is within.
是在我们的里面。
We can draw from it every day, every hour.
我们每时每刻都可以在这个泉源里面取水。
If we run our spiritual race with inner supply of living waters, we will not run dry.
如果我们跑这前面的路程是靠着这个活水的泉源，我们就不会干渴。
This is how we keep our hearts burning with first love.
这是我们如何能够使我们的心一直火热，有这样起初的爱的方式。
By drinking daily from the well that never runs dry.
乃是每日来到这个活水的泉源里面，使我们不会干渴。
Second, we choose paths that lead us farther away from the Lord and the fellowship of His body.
第二点，乃是我们选择远离神，也远离与他身体有交通的这个道路。
Brother and sister, I cannot even stress more than I can capable of.
弟兄姊妹们，我没有办法就是更加的来强调这一点了。
Choosing the right path can be the differences between spiritual life and death.
选择正确的道路有时候是关于生与死之间的区别。
Margaret's story makes that painfully clear.
马格丽特的故事能诠释这一点更不过了。
At a critical moment in her journey,
在马格丽特她奔跑的这个路程当中，
she was very dehydrated and disoriented.
她很疲乏缺水，甚至迷失了方向。
She arrived at a trail junction.
她到达了路口。
She took a wrong turn.
但是她却做了一个错误的决定。
If he stay on the right path,
如果他留在正确的这个登山的路上，
for just one more mile,
可能只要再跑一英里的距离，
she will have reached the park service telephone,
他就可以来使用这个电话亭。
Even without making the telephone, she will met dozens of hikers the next day.
尽管他可能没有到达这个电话亭，在正确的路上，他也会遇到很多其他登山的人。
But the wrong path took her further away from hell.
但是因为他的选择在错误的路上，就使他远离了人群。
Led her into isolation and cost her life.
就使他与人群远离了，然后最后甚至使他失丧了生命。
In the same way, the path we choose spiritually determines more than just the direction.
同样的，在我们属灵上，这个选择正确的道路，它不只是一个方向的不同。
It determines whether we reach our destination at all.
这决定我们是否能够抵达终点。
A path that seems right in the moment.
有时候我们在当时可能觉得这是正确的选择，
can slowly lead us away from help,
但却可能会使我们远离我们需要的帮助，
from fellowship and from Lord's presence,
可能使我们远离交通，还有远离神的同在。
Scriptures warn us very clearly,
而圣经也是这样清楚地警告我们，
there is a way that seems right to a man,
有一条路人以为正，
but its end is the way of death.
至终成为死亡之路。
Choosing the wrong path rarely results in a sudden fall.
选择错误的路很少会使我们马上就失落了。
More often it brings to a slow erosion of first love.
但常常却会使我们逐渐侵蚀我们起初的爱。
The right path isn't always easiest or most appealing.
正确的路可能也不是最容易或者是最吸引人的。
But it's the one that keeps us close to Jesus, our first love.
但却是使我们可以亲近我们的主，亲近我们起初的爱。
Isaiah chapter 30 is part of a very powerful prophetic message.
在以赛亚书三十章，这是以赛亚所很有力量的一篇信息。
At the time, Judah was at a crossroad.
当时犹大这个国家在面临在一个十字路口上。
They faced growing threat from Assyria.
他们面对着来自亚述的这个越来越大的威胁。
Their leaders saw a political alliance with Egypt.
他们的领袖就寻求埃及的帮助。
But it's Isaiah warning again and again.
所以以赛亚就一次又一次的警告他们
Trusting in Egypt will fail you.
像依靠埃及会使你失望的
The only security was found in repentance and rest.
而真正的安稳乃是在乎悔改归回安息
But tragically, the leaders of Judah chose the wrong path.
但很可悲的是犹大的领袖却做了错误的选择。
As a result, they experienced hardship.
所以他们就经历了很多的艰难。
They have bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
他们要以艰难为饼，以困苦为水。
But yet, even in their rebellion, God did not abandon them.
但在他们的悖逆里面，神却没有放弃他们。
Through this suffering, something changed.
在这样子的受苦当中，有些事情就改变了。
Their eyes are open and see the Lord as their teacher.
他们的眼目就被打开，看见主是他们的教师。
And in the moment of awakening,
在他们醒悟过来的时候
，they heard a voice behind them saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
他们就听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
I was ready to guide them back.
神他随时准备好要把他们领回来。
If they would listen to the voice of their teachers,
只要他们愿意来听他们教师向他们说的话。
Brothers and sisters, it's not the end of story when we chose the wrong path.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们做了错的选择的时候，这不是就是结束了。
The voice behind us is still speaking to us.
我们身后的声音仍然在向我们说话。
God was ready to guide us back.
神他已经准备好要把我们领回来。
If we can listen to the voice of our teachers,
若我们愿意来听我们教师的声音的话。
Brothers and sisters, during the last 43 years,
弟兄姊妹们，在过去这43年里面，
the most painful things,
我所经历最痛苦的事情，
is watching someone taking the wrong path.
就是看见身边的人选择错误的路
and slowly drift away from their first love
而因此慢慢地远离他们起初的爱
they turn away from the very source of life and peace and truth
他们远离了这个生命平安和真理的泉源
It is painful to see someone you love turning away
Kan着你所爱的逐渐远离，这是一件很痛苦的事情。
They choose what looks appealing in the moment.
他们选择在当下可能最吸引他们的道路。
Unaware that path leads to dryness, confusion, and spiritual isolation.
可能当时没有意识到那样的选择会使他们里面干渴，会迷茫，还有会在属灵上隔绝。
This weighs heavily in my heart.
这样的一个负担在我心，压在我的心头。
To see the dear saints who once loved the Lord with all their hearts.
来看见这些曾经如此爱主的，全心全意爱主的圣徒们。
Choose a different path.
选择一不同的路。
In doing so, they walk away from the first love.
因着他们的选择，就远离弃他们起初的爱。
You long to reach them.
你很想要去联系他们。
You long to speak truth in love.
你想要跟他们用爱心来说诚实话。
But so often, just like the father in the parable of the prodigal son.
但常常的，我们的经历乃像那个在浪子的故事里面的父亲一样。
You are left watching from a distance.
你只能远远地看着。
Watching, praying, hoping for the day their heart softens and turns home again.
在等候为他们祷告，希望有一天他们的心柔软下来，愿意回家。
In a moment like this,
在这样的时候，
I begin to understand the sorrow the prophets.
我能够来明白先知们他们里面的这个哀伤。
Which are echoes of the grief in God's own heart.
这也是神他自己心里面的哀伤。
How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel?
以法莲啊，我怎能弃绝你？以色列，我怎能弃绝你？
This is not the cry of a righteous judge.
这不是一位站在远处供应审判官一般的哭求。
But the aching plea of a loving father whose heart is breaking for his children.
乃是这样一位慈爱的天父为他孩子心碎痛哭的这个哭求。
Is there anyone today who's at the crossroads?
在我们当中有人今天是站在这样十字路口上面，
trying to choose the path for your life.
要来选择他们生命的方向。
The only one who truly knows the way is our teachers.
而知道正确的路的只有我们的教师。
And God has already promised.
就如主所应许的。
Your teacher will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teachers.
你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼睛必看见你的教师。
Your ear will hear a voice behind you.
你必从身后听见这个声音。
This is the way. Walk in it.
这是正路，要行在其间。
My dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
In moment of decisions.
在做决定的时候。
Listen carefully to the voice of the Holy Spirit within.
我们要留心在我们里面圣灵向我们说话。
This is a matter of spiritual life and death.
这样乃是关乎于我们属灵意义上的生与死。
Listen to that aching plea from the Father.
来留心听那一位我们天父向我们这样心碎的哭求。
Do not choose the path.Leave yourself in isolation away from the body of Christ.
不要选择那个会使你与基督身体隔绝的路。
Please remember, choosing the right path can be the differences of spiritual life and death.
选择正确的路乃是关乎生与死之间的区别。
Third, we chase after our own desire in our own strength.
第三点乃是我们靠自己的力量来追求我们自己的欲望。
Instead of humbling ourselves and waiting on the Lord.
而不是自卑等候在神的面前。
No one really knows what exactly happened in the Margaret's final hours.
没有人清楚地知道在玛格丽特她人生最后的时间里面她经历了什么。
But the medical reports show that he was severely dehydrated and likely disoriented.
但医学的报告就显示说他应该是十分的缺水，而且他那时候应该是迷失了方向。
From the location of her body.
从找到他尸体的这个地方。
It was clear that she had taken a wrong turn.
很清楚地看见他应该是转错了一个弯。
Therefore, she was walking on an even more demanding trail.
所以他其实选择了一个更加艰难的路线。
But she never gave up.
但他从来没有要放弃。
Nor did she stop to rest or wait for help.
他也没有选择停下来休息或等候帮助。
In her weakened state.
在他如此微弱的时候。
She pressed on forward with astonishing determination.
他却以惊人的这个意志力要坚持往前行。
Searching desperately for water by herself.
想要靠着自己拼命地来寻找水源。
Tragically, it was that very determination, relying on her own strength.
但很可悲的时候，正是因着他自己的意志力，因着他想要靠自己
，that led her to her death，
是以至于他最后失掉了自己的生命。
When she died，
他在他死的时候
，she was just 500 feet away from the water he had been striving to find。
其实他距离他想要拼命的寻找的那个水源只有500尺的距离。
Her friend, however, made a different choice.
但玛格丽特的朋友却有一个做了一个不一样的选择。
He stopped and waited at the trail junction.
他选择停下来在路口等候。
And he was rescued.
然后他的朋友就得救了。
Margaret kept pushing forward in her own strength.
玛格丽特却要以他靠自己的力量继续往前行。
And he cost her everything.
就以致他失去了一切。
Brothers and sisters,Are we still striving in our own strength?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是不是也在靠着我们自己想要往前行呢？
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 to 31 were probably most beloved passage in Isaiah.
以赛亚书40章第28到31节可能是大家最喜爱的以赛亚书中的经文了。
Yeah, we often overlook the background in which these comforting words were spoken.
但有时候我们会轻看了这些安慰话语背后的它的背景。
At this point, Isaiah was speaking to the people of Judah.
在这个时候，以赛亚乃是向着犹大国的子民来说话。
Just before their exile.
是他们被掳之前向他们所说的话。
They went into exile because they left their first love.
他们被掳是因着他们的失信。
When we forsake our first love, we grow weak, we become isolated.
当我们离弃了我们起初的爱，我们会变得软弱，我们会觉得就是会被隔绝。
May even feel forgotten by God.
有时候甚至会觉得我们被神忘记了。
But even more painful is the sense.That there is no clear way back.
但更让人痛苦的是这种好像我们没有办法回转的这样的感觉。
The renewal is out of reach for us.
这个更新看起来是这样子的不能够有这样的更新。
It is into this very context that God speaks.
而在这样的时候神说话了。
Reminding his people who he is.
来提醒他的子民他是神
the everlasting God
他是永在的神
the creator who never grows weary and never forgets his own
他是创造地极的主他是不会离弃他的子民的
there God reveals a profound and liberating truth
在那个时候神就向他的子民有来显明这个深刻让人释放的真理
our strength is not restored through striving But through waiting,
我们得力不是靠着自己继续前行，乃是靠着等候。
He promised that those who wait upon the Lord will have their strength renewed.
神应许那些等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And when the strength renewed, they will soar on wings like eagles.
当他们重新得力的时候，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They will run and will not grow tired.They will walk and not become weary.
他们可以奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
The eagle is a majestic bird.
老鹰是一个很雄伟的一种鸟类。
Known for soaring at very high altitude with minimal effort.
他们可以以很轻易的就飞到很高的地方。
The eagle does not waste its energy by constant flapping their wings.
老鹰他们不会就是拍打随意的拍打他们的翅膀来浪费力气。
Instead, it waits and waits patiently.
而老鹰其实他们会等候。
The eagle waits for the invisible current of rising wind.
老鹰他们会耐心的等候那上腾的风。
When those current comes,
当上腾的风来临的时候
the eagle simply spread its wings and is lifted with grace and ease.
当上头的风来临的时候，老鹰就会展开他们的翅膀，优雅而轻松的就到了上空。
I think we all have seen eagle fly.
我相信我们在座许多人都看过老鹰他们飞翔。
It's not like the small birds we saw around us.
他们飞的方式跟我们身边看见这些小鸟是很不一样的。
The small bird we see on the electric pole.
在电线的这些小鸟，他们跟老鹰是很不一样的。
They flap their wings like crazy.
他们常常就一直在拍打他们的翅膀。
That's us.
有时候是不是很像我们呢
？Eagle is different.
但老鹰他们不一样。
Eagle, he doesn't flap. He just spread.
老鹰他们不是随意的就拍动他们的翅膀，他们乃是展开他们的翅膀。
But he waited for the rising current of wind.
而且老鹰他们是等候那上腾的风。
And that's the secret here.
这就是我们要学习的秘诀。
To be safe, her friend just stop.
我们得救乃是在乎安息。
就是他的朋友 ，Margaret 的朋友。
哦，就是玛格丽特他的朋友得救，就是停下来等候。
Her friend stop.
他的朋友就停下来了。
And he was rescued.
然后他就得救了。
Margaret continued to strive.
但玛格丽特却选择继续来拍动他的翅膀。
With astonishing determination.
以他惊人的这个意志力。
I have seen many brothers like that.
我见证过很多弟兄姊妹们是那样子的。
Chasing after their own desires,
来追逐他们自己的欲望
with astonishing determination,
以他们惊人的意志力去追逐
It's not a way to go.
但这不是我们要选择的方式
When the eagle finds that rising current of wind,
当老鹰他们感受到那上腾的风的时候
he spread its wings,
他就展开他的翅膀。
Then start soaring with grace and ease.
就可以在空中翱翔。
You will never lose your first love that way.
我们如此行，就不会离弃我们起初的爱。
We left our first love because we are doing constant flapping, constant flapping.
我们离弃我们的起初的爱，乃是因为我们常常就是在这样子的拍扇着我们的翅膀，依靠我们自己。
No one.Is able to keep that first love by constant flapping, striving.
这样靠着我们自己，这样拍动着翅膀，我们是没有办法能够来持守我们起初的爱的。
Interestingly, in both the Hebrew and the Greek, the word for spirit means wing or breath.
有趣的是，不管是在希伯来语还是希腊文里面，这个圣灵常常也是这个词，也是代表风或者是气息。
That rising current of wind is the power of the Holy Spirit.
那上腾的风其实就是圣灵的能力。
And this is that voice behind us is trying to tell us.
那就是我们背后的那个声音。
There is a rising current of wind.
在我们身后有这样一个上腾的风。
We don't need to flap.
我们不需要这样子浪费力气拍打翅膀。
We need to wait.
我们要来等候。
Wait for the winds.
等候那个上腾的风。
We don't need to flap.
我们不需要拍打
翅膀。We just need to spread.
我们乃是要展开我们的翅膀。
Then we can soar.
我们这样子就可以展翅上腾。
Just as eagle rise the wings,
就如鹰展翅上腾一般。
Those who wait upon the Lord are lifted by the power of Holy Spirit.
所以那些等候耶和华的，也是借着圣灵的能力能够来被提起来的。
So the choice is ours.
所以这个决定是要我们来做的。
We can keep striving in our own strength.
我们可以选择靠自己。
Or we can stop.
或者我们选择停下来
surrender and wait upon the Lord
降服并在 主面前等候。
For his renewing power.
等候神这个更新的力量。
But maybe don't mistake.
但请大家不要误解我。
Waiting on the Lord is not a passive act.
等候主不是一个被动的行为。
I don't want brothers and sisters to take their own interpretation and say, "No, I can just sleep all day long."
我不希望弟兄姊妹们误解我，就说哦，那我们只要一整天睡觉就行。
Waiting is a posture of expectant attentiveness.
这个等候乃是带着专注的期盼的这个姿态。
Like a sailor, now I think very few of us are sailor, but I have met many sailor friends in my life.
有点像水手，可能大家没有很多水手的朋友，但是我有一些水手的朋友。
Almost half of the Netherlands people are sailors.
在
荷兰
的一半的人，他们都是水手。
So a sailor, they watch for the wind to fill their sail.
水手他们是等候那个风来吹动船帆的。
You know, that is really the good way of sailing is using the sail.
所以这个航海的时候来等候这个风是更好的。
So the sailor, they really watching the wind.
因为水手他们是很专注的去等候这个风。
Therefore, when the wind come, then they spread out their sail.
当风来到的时候，他们就把他们的船帆打开。
They cannot sleep all day.
他们可不能一整天的睡觉。
If they sleep all day, they will miss the winds.
要是他们一整天睡觉，他们就可能错过来的风了。
They're watching the winds.Very, very attentively.
他们是很专注的去等候这个风。
Brother and sister, when we wait in this way,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们是如此等候的时候，
the Spirit lifts us above our weariness.
这个圣灵就能使我们从疲乏的光景里面出来。
Empowers us to rise, to run, and to walk.
使我们有能力可以来飞翔，可以来奔跑，可以来行走。
Waiting is the way we exchange our weakness for His strength.
等候乃是我们可以把我们的软弱换取能力。
I think it's not unusual we feel our weakness.
很多时候我们都会感到我们的软弱。
So do not feel ashamed by telling people that you are weak.
所以不用觉得不好意思，我们跟别人承认我们的软弱。
Everyone will feel weak for weakness.
我们所有人都会感觉到软弱的。
Important is how do we exchange our weakness with His strength?
但重要的是，我们如何把软弱换为刚强呢？
If we know how to exchange our weakness with His strength,
若我们知道如何把软弱换为刚强，
then we will be lifted.By the wing of the Holy Spirit,
我们就可以被圣灵的风所提起来
into the heights of His purpose,
能够达到神旨意的高度。
Brothers and sisters, we need to conclude now.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要做一些总结了。
I would like to ask all of us to consider these questions honestly.
我来邀请你们。来诚实的去思想以下的这些问题。
First question, are we still running with our first love?
第一个问题乃是我们是否还带着起初的爱来跑前面的路程呢？
It is far better to answer this question now than to wait until we stand face to face before our Lord Jesus.
我们现在来回答，比那一天我们要与主面对面再回答会更好。
Do you rather to answer this question now?
你是不是愿意现在就来回答这个问题呢？
Or you willing to answer that question when you stand face to face with the Lord Jesus?
还是你愿意等到那一天与主面对面的时候才来回答这个问题呢？
I will do it now.
我会选择现在来回答。
I will answer that question now.
我会现在来回答这个问题。
If we have left our first love, we must ask where did we fail?
如果我们离弃了起初的爱，我们要来问我们是在哪里失落的。
Only when we identify the place of our fall,
当我们只有在我们认识到我们是在哪里失落的时候，
can we truly repent and return?
我们才能够悔改来回转。
Have we drift away because we no longer draw daily from the well of salvation?
我们失落是因着我们没有每日从救恩的泉源取水吗？
This may be the most common reason that we leave our first love.
这可能是我们离弃起初的爱最常见的原因。
It does not matter how much knowledge we accumulate over the years.
这不关乎于在过去这些年我们获取了多少的知识。
It does not matter how much we have done for the Lord and for His body.
也不在乎我们在他身体里面的这些服侍。
Without the daily supply of living water, we will not have the strength to finish the race.
若我们不每日的从这个取这个活水的泉源，我们就没有力量可以来完成在我们前面的路程。
Have we chosen a wrong path?
我们在生命生活中有选择错误的路吗？
How can we tell if I have taken a wrong path?
我怎么知道我自己选择了错误的路呢？
You find ourselves drifting from fellowship, growing isolated from the body of Christ.
你会发现自己越来越与交通远离，也不在基督的身体里面。
If we no longer walk with clarity and confidence,
或许我们行路再也没有了信心或清晰的方向。
And our hearts are consumed by our own desires.
我们的心也被着我们自己的欲望所占据。
Then we may be on a wrong path.
也许这就是我们在错误的路上的一个指示，一个。
If you are at crossroad today,
若你今天在十字路口上
you're facing a life-changing decision.
你在面对这个生死有关的这个决定
Listen for the voice of our teachers.
来听这个教师的声音
He is near.
他是亲近我们的
He will say, "This is the way. You walk in it."
他在对我们说，这是正路，行在其间
Are we still striving?For our own desires.
而我们是不是还在靠着自己的力量去追逐我们自己的欲望呢？
Let us choose instead to wait upon the Lord.
让我们来选择等候耶和华。
Cease our striving.
停止靠我们自己。
Striving in our own strength will only lead to exhaustion.
靠我们自己只会使我们疲乏。
But those who wait upon the Lord.Will have their strength renewed.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Brothers and sisters, let's answer this question honestly.
弟兄姊妹们，愿意我们来诚实地回答这些问题。
If we have drifted, let us repent and return to our first love.
若我们远离了，愿意我们能够悔改，回转到我们起初的爱里面。
Today is not too late.
今天还不算太晚。
The way back is not too far.
回转的路也不远。
No matter how long you have wandered.
不管你好像已经迷失游荡了多久。
No matter how dry your soul has become.
不管你里面的灵魂有多么的干渴。
There is still a well of salvation.
救恩的泉源还在这里。
There is still a place to return.
还有回转的地方。
There is mighty wings ready to lift us up again.
这个蛮有能力的风随时准备好要把我们
再次起来。May the Lord awaken our hearts.
愿意主来使我们的心醒悟过来。
Draw us back to himself.
把我们带回到他的里面。
Let's pray.
让我们有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time.
父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your words.
我们感谢你向我们说的话。
But we need to come before you.
我们要来到你面前。
We pray that all of us will come before our Lord Jesus.
愿意我们都能够来到我们主耶稣的面前。
Then we come before you and we answer this question honestly.
我们回到你面前来回答，诚实的回答这些问题。
And we pray as we pray.
我们祷告乃是。
We can see our teachers.
我们可以看见我们的教师。
We can hear the voice behind us.
我们能听见我们背后的声音。
Encouraging us to address these issues.
来激励我们能够来回应这些问题。
Give us a heart of repentance.
给我们一颗悔改的心。
And return to our first love.
来回到我们起初的爱里面。
We thank you for your gracious word.
我们感谢你这样向我们说的恩言。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名， Amen.